欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
7.1
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an emergency. This is an emergency. Stay in your seats with your seatbelts fastened. Remain calm and follow these instructions. Pull down the oxygen mask. Pull down the oxygen mask.Put it over your nose and mouth immediately and breathe normally.
Grab your mask, pull it down and place it over your nose and mouth.
Remain calm. Stay in your seats and pull a mask towards you. Place the mask over your mouth and nose like this and breathe normally, adjusting the band to secure it. Do make sure your own mask is fitted properly before helping anyone else.
7.2
Stay in your seats.
Remain calm.
Pull down the oxygen mask.
Pull it down over your nose and mouth.
Breathe normally.
7.3
Ladies and gentlemen, your captain speaking. We have a technical problem, and for everyone's safety, we've decided to land in the next 20 minutes at the nearest airport. The landing should be perfectly normal, but for safety reasons, we will evacuate the aircraft using the slides. The cabin crew will now give you full instructions and prepare you for the landing. Please listen carefully to their instructions. Thank you.
7.4
Ladies and gentlemen, as the captain has just told you, we shall be landing in 20 minutes. For safety reasons, after landing, we shall be leaving the aircraft using the evacuation slides. So please listen very carefully and do exactly as instructed. Please return to your seats immediately and keep your seatbelt fastened securely.We are now going to take you through our safety procedures. Please watch and listen carefully. The safety card in your seat pocket shows details of your escape routes, oxygen masks, and life jackets. It also shows the bracing position, which you must adopt in an emergency landing. Again, please listen carefully. Emergency exits are on both sides of the aircraft. They are clearly marked and are being pointed out to you now.On the main deck, there are two exits at the rear of the first-class cabin, and two at the front and rear of each other cabin section. On the upper deck, there is an emergency exit on each side, in the middle of the cabin. Please take a moment now to locate the exit nearest to you, bearing in mind that the nearest usable exit may be behind you. To help you find your way to the exits, additional lighting is provided in the aisles at the floor level.Please remain seated and follow instructions given to you by your crew. Do not leave your seats until instructed to do so by your crew. When the seatbelt signs are switched off, make your way to your nearest exit. Leave all personal belongings behind. I repeat, leave all personal hand baggage behind. Ladies, remove high-heeled shoes as they may tear the slide.
7.5
The captain told the crew to prepare the cabin for an emergency landing.
The flight attendant told the passengers to take off their shoes.
The flight attendant told the passengers not to get anything from the overhead lockers.
The purser told the passengers not to worry.
One.
What was the most serious emergency you experienced?
One of the most horrible situations I experienced was a flight leaving Lusaka, Africa. And we'd... as a crew, had a wonderful 10 days in Africa doing safari and all excited about going home, you know, to show our friends all the wonderful photos. And on takeoff at V1, just before V1, which is the point the aircraft must leave the ground, there was an instrument failure. And the pilot was flying the aircraft and needed to have a speed of 140 knots. But at V1, at this point where the aircraft must take off, the captain's speed went down to 80 knots. So they took an unprecedented decision in aborting the takeoff at V1. And this was unplanned. No crew knew about what was happening. All we knew that the aircraft suddenly came into brake form and the aircraft started swerving violently from left to right. And I can remember as a junior stewardess at the time looking at my senior crew member, and he had veins popping out of his neck. He was obviously, you know, really, really scared. My crew were looking quite terrified. As I looked down the cabin, I could see into the business class section and I saw fear on people's faces, and their knuckles were white and stretched as they were grabbing their armrests. And all this time, the aircraft was shaking violently from left to right, had completely lost control of, you know, going straight. At the time, I felt the nose had lifted up because I was sitting at the doors one left, which is at the front of the aircraft. And I remember feeling the sensation of going up and then feeling the bang as the nose wheels came back down. But I've since been told that that couldn't possibly happen. So I would imagine that it was just braking at that crucial point, which was quite severe braking. And that in itself created lots of secondary problems for us as flight crew. We had no communication from the flight deck during that initial sort of 20, 30 seconds. It was a very frightening experience, particularly because as an experienced flight crew, you gauge when you're going to be taking off. And I knew we'd been going along that runway for at least 25, 30 seconds and gaining speed all the time. So I knew takeoff was imminent. And the fact that we were suddenly swerving and literally going violently from left to right with the wingtips, you know, virtually touching the ground, was very, very scary. And no communication from the flight crew. So that Lusaka experience was one of the most serious emergency situations I've encountered through my flying career.
2.
Did you ever have to evacuate passengers?
That emergency called for an immediate evacuation. The captain did come on to the announcement at that point and apologised to the passengers that we had had such an aborted takeoff, and he quickly explained that his instruments had failed and he had decided to abort the takeoff, but there was no worries, no problems. We would sit and we were going to taxi back to the airport. But in fact, what had happened through that violent braking, all the tyres on the aircraft had burst, bar 3. So this meant that the captain had no steering facility, which was why the aircraft was jerking so severely from left to right. So he brought the aircraft to a stop and made another announcement. He was excellent in communicating with the passengers and the crew immediately. I mean, you know, I commend his communication skills on that occasion. But the evacuation had to take place because we couldn't move the aircraft, and basically the heat from that braking was getting to a danger point near the fuel tanks. So evacuation via the slides had to take place. Evacuating the passengers, it was the first time I'd ever had to do this in my flying career. And your brain goes into automatic. All the training that you've taken in and absorbed through every year you're flying suddenly comes into play. And once the aircraft had stopped and the captain had told us we were to evacuate, as I said, your training comes into the front and you just go into automatic. So the doors were opened and the slides inflated. But funny things happen when people are scared and panicky. And the passengers, I'd been watching them as we were trying to open the doors and, make an exit for them. Just seeing those knuckles, I'll never forget, those people sitting poised, waiting to dart out of their seat. And one man, as we began shouting instructions, unfasten your seatbelt, leave your seat, come this way. This man, he ran to the door and the seat, the slide hadn't fully inflated. It was just unfolding. And he jumped out before anyone could stop him. Fortunately, he didn't hurt himself because by the time he was going down the slide, the bottom of the slide had actually inflated and he was able to evacuate. I think he just had a few damaged, scratched knees. Also, some people become really, really selfish. There was a lady, she had two children and she actually went down the slide, leaving her children at the top. And I was stunned at that, you know, to think that she would go down before her children. So people behave very, very strangely in a scary situation like that. They just see an opening, they see the smoke coming around the fuselage of the aircraft, and they just want to get out. And yeah, it surprised all of us. When we evacuated the aircraft, people, again, some people don't realise the enormity or the emergency of the situation. And as people were leaving the cabin, particularly from economy, one gentleman, I hear, was trying to take his briefcase from the overhead lockers. And this was impeding other people's access or stopping other people from getting forward to the doors that were open for them to evacuate. So that caused a big problem, and the crew were trying to shout instructions to the passenger, who took absolutely no notice. He was determined he was having his briefcase and that was it. Also, the captain had instructed that the overwing doors must not be opened because the fuel tanks were there. But two passengers took it into their own authority to push past the stewardesses and actually physically open those doors. Obviously, during the debrief with the report, this was a serious situation. Fortunately, the fuel tanks didn't explode, but those few passengers that evacuated over the wing were very, very, in danger of, losing their life, I think. And they had totally ignored the stewardesses. And again, unfortunately, the stewardesses at the overwing were very inexperienced and didn't have the authority to stop those passengers. And I think possibly a bit of that plus their inexperience and their own personal need to get out maybe have forced them to allow the passengers to open the door. So fortunately, the story was a happy ending because the evacuation went well. We evacuated all the passengers within 18 seconds and we had 190 passengers on board. So that was pretty good. And there was no danger to anyone. And the aircraft, although very sick, didn't cause any problems to any of us. And there were no injuries from passengers either.
3.
What special qualities as a flight attendant do you need in emergencies?
I think all flight attendants have to be able to cope with pressure and stress. They have to be able to demonstrate a calmness, and they have to also be competent and feel confident about what they're doing and what their role is and what their responsibility as a safety officer on board is. And if you can be calm, if you can absorb your training and know your drills as to what to do in any given situation, particularly emergency, then the training will automatically take over and your calm approach plus your training will help you deal with the situation in the best way possible.